Good morning, Rabbi Sai, for the second time. No, ah. Today's shiur is sponsored by Chaim, in honor of Rebelli, by Shmuley Echt, in honor of David Zlatnik F200, and by Akiva Solkowitz F94, in honor of Shalom Rand F202. Shalom Rand is in the house today, Rabbi Sai. Shalom Rand, come over here, Shalom. And in honor of Shmuley Davidovich B202 and the official 8-minute daf Yoimi committee. Shalom Aleichem. What are you doing here?
It's very nice to meet you.
Shalom Aleichem.
How are you?
You brought gifts, I hear.
First of all, I'm giving you a challenge. You have to get all 50 states. You have
to New York. That's amazing. Look at this. Wow. So it is possible.
Some of us, I couldn't get the one with the eye, but the eye was taken already.
So what? This is the one you don't get tickets because the guy thinks it's the eye, and he writes min. Beautiful. What else?
We got you.
Oh wow! It's a whole thing of gifts. What's
there's a lot of lechem butter bag? You know the filled one.
What is this? Oh my. So samachta b'chagecha from Romanian. Why? Yishkayach gadol
moed. And then this is from
F94. Washing
cup.
Wow. A Revish cup. Rabbi, take some hints. This is the way it's done. Yishkayach gadol. F94. This is Akiva Solkowitz. Yishkayach gadol Akiva. You should continue. You should be zoich to finish Shas. That's unbelievable. All right. Thank you very much. Moving on with the program. By Shmuel Lapa, Montebello, New York. Lili Nishmasov, Roman River, Melech Lapa. Lili Nishmasimoy, Bluma, Basle Lapa. By Moshe Wilner. In honor of Rebelli. Thanks to him and the MDY team, I walk into Yom Kippur having finished the Masechta for the first time in my life. Shmuel, get over here. I got to tell the island what just happened. Yeah, come here.
YouTube sound is not working. When did you get
out? YouTube sound is not working.
Yeah,
okay.
I set my son with my car.
What?
I set my son with my car.
Come here. Shkoyach. Listen, as I was walking into the Beis Medrash, I see him walking out with a big pail. He's going to collect money for organization. I told him, I don't think it's the right thing to do. He's here, we're not going to say, he's here every single day, learning Torah B'kvias. I said, Torah comes first, let somebody else collect the money. And here he is, he's back. I think it's the right thing, go ask a Rav, but Yishkoya.
Okay.
Nobody's going to lose. You're going to get more money, and you got the Torah, everything's good. Rabbi Isai, listen to this again. By Moshe Wilner, in honor of Rebelli, thanks to him and MDY, I walk into Yom Kippur having finished the Masechta for the first time in my life. It's very, very emotional. It would remind me of a mashal. And we're here, Erev Yom Kippur. There was a king coming to town, and everyone wanted to see the king. And you know, of course, the wealthy and the chash of a people, they had tickets to sit right there when he came in. He was going to have a whole feast. And then they had the bleachers, the blanches, whatever they called it in Eretz Yisrael, the perenches. And there's some Nebuch guy that worked out in the fields. He couldn't even get a ticket to the bleachers. But he really wanted to see the king. He wanted to see the king. He loved the king. He wanted to see the king. So what did he do? He took his knapsack and a couple of sandwiches and a couple of canteens of water. And he hiked 1.5 days in the direction of where the king was coming from. And as the king was approaching, he pulls out a big sign and he goes, I love you, king. And he starts waving it. And he was very disappointed because nothing happened. And all of a sudden, the carriage stops and the king opens up the window and he says, well, what's going on? So he doesn't look. I hiked a day and a half. And then he says, what? You're not? He says, no, I got a sandwich. Don't worry about it. I got a this. You sure? Yeah. The king says, you know what? Come on, come here. And he brings him get over here. He brings him into the carriage. And they start going towards the town. And as he's sitting as the king, he can't believe he's sitting there with the king. And the king starts, what's your name? And the Shomalei, how many kids? What do you do? I work in the field. And then the king tells him a joke. And they're all that unbelievable. And the king pulls into the stadium. And the king says, come sit over here. And the man puts him on the front table. Unbelievable. So our boy say, We, the people that go out of the comfort zone and wake up early in the morning to do the daf and to learn Torah, we have those front seats. When we're coming into Yom Kippur, we shouldn't come with full confidence, but more confident. We're here, it's a year that we invested in Torah. In a kvius, you hear Shmuel, in a kvius, a day to day, every single day, no matter what, we are here. We got the front seats. So Bezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a gemar, chasima toiva, gut geben shiur, a year where we could dedicate more time to Torah, have more paranoia, gesund, nachas.
Also, the people that stay past midnight for the same purpose.
There's a lot of people that stay past midnight. I know, they go out of the comfort zone. As promised, Rabbi, you're not going to believe this. 75 new people signed up to the shir yesterday. New people. And in addition, 34 current members brought their friends. That's official is starting to feel it. It's good. And yesterday, over $10,500 was donated towards the Gemara campaign. So I'm going to mention those names as well. Mendy Greenblatt, Jordan J. These are the guys that are already in the Chabura that brought friends. Steve Lauderdale, Bernard David. Did he really bring somebody? It says here, Dov Reef. Jordan J, Chaim Lowenstein, Moishi Dax, Alexander Brenner, Shlomo Silverstone, Jordan J, Warren Carlos. You really got a guy?
Yes.
Who? Yesterday or like 6 weeks ago?
Last night.
You got it. So you got a Gemara. Well, I don't know if it comes to Israel. We have to figure out how that works exactly. Avram Meir Farkovich, Michael Mandelstam, Michael Yehuda, Yankee Berman, Eli Dykman, Avi Krasner, Yisrael Weinreb, Moshe Aziz, Andres Lemdorfer, Lester Bleich, Israel Davis. Israel sits over here all the time. Yitzi Shalevitz, Yisrael Gradman, Avram Hertz, Ben Pfefferman, Daniel Kochelson, something like that. Parachia Sorcher, Judah Sorcher, Harry Shalom, Nachman Mostovsky. What's going on with all the talking? Or what is I? Can't hear myself. You want to, here, you need to start sitting over here, Doc. You got all excited that you're going to see patients with somebody. That, come on. Eli Dvorin, Shia Rothman. How come you're not on this list? Dr. Fact, you're not on this list.
Not one patient got a prescription yesterday if they didn't sign up.
Zach, you're not on the list. David Address. He said he didn't give out a single prescription unless they signed up. Women, children, everything. Moshe Tarani, Yishkoyach. Now check this out. It's unbelievable. I got to read this. Igor Zilberman donated 100 gemaras. He's from Woodmere. Now listen to this one. Dr. Roland Alexander Yeshua Friedman from Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt, Germany, 50 gemaras. Ben Schwartz steps up to the plate again, 60 gemaras. Jake Lebovitz, 25 from Jackson, New Jersey. Chesky Brown, 50 again. Yisrael Shalitsky was in an accident yesterday, and he said that Baruch Hashem is chus ha-toyros. He donated gemaras. Ruvein Hersin, 50 from Surfside, Florida. And Moshe Zaret, where are you? Moshe, Shalom Aleichem, Yishkoyach, 25 gemaras, over $10,500, $40,000 to go. Way to go. Listen, at the end of the day, you're talking about Erev Yom Kippur. Before Shlema, for Simcha Doiv Ber Ben Chai Freda, a young man with ALS that was rushed to hospital last night with serious breathing issues. All right, for Shlema. So don't forget.
It's a sponsor.
Yeah, I know it's a sponsor. MDYsponsor.com. Today's Erev Yom Kippur. People looking for Schusim. Unbelievable. Changing people's lives. Listen to this email. I got it. Shir's going to start soon. This is from Mendy Greenblatt. I don't know. I think he's Hasidish because it says at the end, Gemar Chasim Toiva, Agit Gebench Yur to you and your families. I'm assuming some sort of comes from that side of town. So it says like that. Tonight was an exciting night more than any other time. I've never gone Esrog shopping. I got to choose. I was labeled a Stefanski customer when he came in asking for what I wanted. It made me smile and feel great about that. When asked for budget, I said there was none. Again, called the Stefanski guy. I didn't look at pricing. I certainly didn't stand there like a Rebbe though, but I knew what to look for and knew what I wanted. When my father asked me for the receipt, I told him this year it was my treat because I finally learned and understood the amazing, in our lingo, geschmacke feeling of defining the difference between kosher and mehuder. Kosher and mehuder. It was true nachas that my parents easily told by their tears and a big smile, which was explained in ode to my daily learning with Rabbi Stefanski. Thank you for giving me a new meaning to my esrig, lulav, instead of minim. A gemar chasim yatoy v'agid kiben shiur to you and your family, your Talmud, Mendy Greenblatt. Shkoich Mendy. And another one from Reb Aryeh Esterson, East Bochum Magid Shir. On this Erev Yom Kippur, I want to thank you in advance for the meaning that I know your shir will be adding to my davening. The Yom Kippur Avoida has the potential to be part of the davening, and people just trip over the words if they're not even awake, if they're even awake. After learning Yuma with you this year, I have no doubt that I'll understand this section of Tefillah so much better. I'll be thinking about your models and diagrams, fake blood, sprinkling demonstrations, Kohanim Gedolim garments, Mizbeach, complete with the virtual fires. Thank you for bringing the Yom Kippur Avoida to life. Wishing you Machasim Atoiva, Aryeh Esterson. And another, what's going on today? Tell Eli that his friend Chaim is going to give $1,000 to what Shmuel is collecting for in the schus that he stayed in the shir. Get over here, Shmuel. Get over here, Shmuel. Get over here. Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. Look at this, Rav Isai. You would have gone. You wouldn't have collected $100. What do you think?
No.
Let's see how much your son collected. $1,000, because when you do the right thing, I really believe it was the right thing.
I do too. Let's go on with the Torah. Come on.
This is Torah.
Let's move on.
Yishkaya, beautiful.
Do I have another $1,000?
You missed it. F202. Somebody just donated $1,000 to Shmuel because he came back. He was going to go collecting. You can do whatever you want with it. All right. My boy, here we go. So, once again, bring your friends. This is Kipper. What are you guys doing in Shul? What are you doing? It's time to meet hundreds of people by the break. Bring them to the shir. Donate money to MDY to bring Torah to other Yidden. There's nothing like it. We need schusim. Every schus counts. Here we go. Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Shir. Shachar starting 5 minutes later than usual. Omer Papa. 3 lines from the top. It's a gevaldika daf that has everything to do with Yom Kippur today. Omer Papa. Ardalin, Eibay Mishum Klein, we're talking about Shatnas. Ardalin, says Rashi, something you put on the bottom of the shoe, it's very tough, and therefore it doesn't consist, it's not Shatnas because it's very hard. Amarova, Hani Tsrore, the Pshite, if you have a bag for coins, Eibay Mishum Klein, because the coins are cold and rough and they cause that the beged, the Klein, doesn't provide heat. The Vizrane, Yeshba Mishum Klein, but if it's seeds are warm, and therefore, if you put it on your lap, both of these things are talking about, if you put the bag on your lap, if it doesn't provide any heat, then it's not Klein, and if it provides heat, it is Klein. Ravashi Omar, Echodze Vechodze, Eibay Mishum Klein, it doesn't matter. If you have a bag of seeds, how could that be? Shatnez, Lefishen, Derech, Chimum, Bekach, that's not how you warm yourself up with a bag of seeds. Avaloi, Sandalim, Sumer. So, just to remind everybody, sandalim asumer is a shoe that has cleats in it, that has nails sticking out from the bottom. The original cleat. My time aloi, mishum maisa shahoyo. So, the Jews were hiding in a cave, and they thought they heard the enemy coming, and they panicked. I don't know if you were ever in a place like that, but I had the unfortunate experience once in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, in Flatbush. There was a fire came out of the boiler room. Somebody screamed fire and people started trampling over each other. Literally, people got hurt. They threw the Sefer Torah out of the window. That's what I remember. Chucking Sefer Torah, trying to say, panic. I was in a hotel and there's a fire. All the candles, the Shabbos candles went up on fire and everybody panicked and started running. And I very calmly took a thing of water and poured it on the candles, and the fire became that much larger because you don't pour water on oil. To me, I just saw a flame. Okay, but people were screaming and carrying on. Anyway, you don't panic. The panic causes issues. I don't know what, Miron wasn't panic, right? Miron was something else. But anyway, fine. Omer Abayo, so.
Panicking until you came along.
Oh my gosh, did they panic? The fire literally, that's when it literally hit the ceiling. It doubled and it hit the ceiling and started going, oh, it was a disaster. Then my calm sister-in-law went to the fire extinguisher and she went, everybody's running and different. Nobody knew what to do. There's only like one or two people that are like, what do we do now? Like, what is the right thing to do? I thought I knew what I was doing, but I didn't, as usual. Anyway, Zog the Gemara. So, Mishum Maisa, that's not in the Gavad Elio. That's in the Anivas Delio. So, Maisa Shahaya, when did the story happen, Rabbi Isai? On Shabbos. So that's why in commemoration of this Maisa, we do it only on Shabbos and Yontav. Yontav is like Shabbos, so you don't wear these shoes to just as a simon, to remember what happened. Terrible story. Omar Abaya, it's not a good way to die if you think about it. All these nails and terrible. Omar Abaya, sandal mesumer osel enaloi umutar letaltaloi. It's a kli, it's a shoe, so it's a kli, and it's a kli that today you can't use. So therefore, says Abaya, you're allowed to move it letzorich gufoy letzorich mekaymoi. If the sandal is sitting on your Shabbos table, so you need the makayim, you're allowed to pick it up and move it away. If you need to crack somebody in the head and you don't have another tool, so you use the sandal or a coconut, you take the sandal and you go poof. Wow, you guys are slow. We have to be serious today. It's Erev Yom Kippur. Also, by the way, the Olam should be eating and drinking the entire shir. Every time you take a sip, you mekayim a mitzvah. Also, I should have brought like a fish sandwich or something. I don't eat during shir, but today, should have done something. Also, so we learned in the Mishnah, you don't give it as a gift. You don't give a pair of dangerous shoes as a gift on Yontif. But it seems like, besides the gift part, you're allowed to move it around. It doesn't say don't move it, don't touch it. It's a further step. You're allowed to move it, just don't give it as a gift. The Mishnah should have just said, you can't touch, you can't move. Sandal Mesumer doesn't say that. It says, don't give it as a gift. And you should not give as a gift a shoe that's not sewn. Pshita, what use does a shoe that's unsewn have? It has sikot, it's sewn together, it's somewhat together, it has like little pins or whatever it is, or two stitches, whatever the pshat is, but you think that it's somewhat put together, it's not a real shoe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo min alavan. You shouldn't even give a white shoe. Now what's this white shoe? Tanya Rabbi Yehuda mater b'shachar v'oisa b'lavan. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's already blackened, then it's already done. But you can't give a white shoe. M'pnei shetzarech beitzas hagir, you need a certain chemical that blackens it. Rabbi Yehuda oisa b'shachar. Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. You're not allowed to give as a gift a black shoe because you still have to smooth it out. V'loy pligi, and there's no machloikis, mar ke'asrei or mar ke'asrei. Each one, where they lived and how the shoe was made. Be'asrei the mar, in Rabbi Yehuda's place, bisra letachas. Bisra means, here, this is a good example actually. You see how this is not so smooth and that's why it doesn't roll down my Gemara? This side is very smooth, and that's why it also doesn't roll down my gemar. Now, this is a very smooth side. So this is the outside, this is where the hair is. And this is the side that is by the basar. So the side, just think about it. If this unsmooth side is on the outside, so you need to smooth it down. It doesn't look good on a shoe. But if it's inside and the smooth part is on the outside, then you don't need to do anything. You could give it as a gift. It's ready to go. It's just a question how it is. So, by Rabbi Yehuda, the basar, the rough part of the leather is towards the inside. So therefore, you don't need to smooth it out. Ba'asri demar, but in the place of Rabbi Yosef, where the basar, bisra le'el, the unsmooth part, the part that's next to the flesh of the animal, is on the outside of the shoe, you need to smooth it out, and therefore you can't give it on Yontif. So it says in the Mishnah, the last words, Zeh klal, anything that you could benefit on Yontif, you're allowed to give as a gift. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Sharalul Rabbanon Shadur Tefillin Biyom Tava. Rav Sheshes said that on Yontif, even though we don't wear tefillin, why don't we wear tefillin on Yontif? Because tefillin is a ice. It's a sign. This is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need that on Yontif. Yontif itself is the sign. Nevertheless, you're allowed to take a pair of tefillin and give it to your friend. You're allowed to send it somewhere. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah that you have to benefit from it on Yontif? Something that you could enjoy like food, ready-made food that you can enjoy. So you're allowed to give that on Yontif. But tefillin that you can't benefit and enjoy, you cannot. Says Gemara Rachi Kamar. Kol shana oisim boi b'chol mishalchen oisim b'yontif. So let me show you real quickly just a very, very simple chart. This, now he's not going to be able to hear me. Still working. Okay, I hope. Rashi explains, all it is where do you put the comma? And that changes everything. The way Abai understood was, kol shenoisim boi biyantif. You have to benefit from biyantif. Mishal chenoisai. Then you could send it to your friend. No, that's not how you read it. Kol shenoisim boi. Anything that you could benefit from, even on a weekday, beyond the Mishal Chenoisai. Okay, it doesn't say it in the Gemara like that. Rashi has to come along and explain it nicely. But it's just, we move the comma from this word to this word. And now the Beyantiv goes over here. Beyond the Mishal Chenoisai. Again, so what's going on here? If I could benefit from my tefillin on a weekday, so I'm allowed to receive it on Yantiv. Why? Because I enjoy it. It's nice. I like it. It's geschmack. Somebody gave me something. I'm going to benefit. Okay, not now. But it gives me Simchas Yontif right now. Says Gemara. Oh, but there's a problem. A small problem that we just have to address because Rashi addresses it. What about Sandal Hamesumar? Oh. Well, what about Tefillin? It's also to wear. Oh. So you mechaven to Rashi. Very good. So, very good. Ooh. We should be dealing with people. Oh, you mean because his brothers died? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell your friends that they have Talmid Chachamim here. Tell your patients. You should join the shir. Eilu's mom is holding. So. Fine.
So.
It's been done. Oh, I have an email. I didn't read it and I didn't even print it. But there is a guy in somewhere that wrote, thank you for the free Gemara. I'm in the process of Geiros and I'm really appreciating. My wife is not Jewish, so I'm having a major issue with it. But Bezer Hashem, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael soon and we'll dance. He likes tzaddikim and learning.
Yes.
And
that's a yes. I just
want to
make sure.
Tyre is Tyre, my friend. Listen, the more I hang out with Shlomi Klein from Lubavitch, the more my hashkafas change in that area. Anyway, so says the Gemara. The question is, Rabbi Isai, that so many of you answered. Sandal HaMesumer, which is, you cannot use it on Shabbos, so you can't even bring it, you can't bring it to a friend on Shabbos. You can't give it as a gift. Why not? But I can use it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And we just said, Tefillin, you can use Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I can get, what's the difference in Sandal HaMesumer? The answer is, because Sandal HaMesumer is usher to wear today. Whereas Rashi says, and some Rishonim argue Rashi, if you were to wear tefillin on Yontif, you're not over Isser. You shouldn't wear it because you don't need it. You don't need the ice. But if you went and you're over, you're not over a big Isser, whereas Sandal HaMesumer you are. Okay. And Rashi says that people are going to think that if you allow the Sandal HaMesumer on Yontif, you can say, oh, so that whole gzeira of not wearing it on Yontif and Shabbos is over. We can start wearing it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omar Abai, tefillin. I love this line because when I read it, it's like, it reminds me a little bit of myself. Like, since we mentioned the word of a dog, oh, yeah, a dog is this. Man, you start, your mind starts, so I'm not the only one. Abai also, they mentioned the word tefillin. Oh, I thought about it, halacha, about tefillin. That what? Now, Rabbi Isai, you know about the 8-minute daf, the sikkum, try to come up with the maskana of the sugya. So as we're reading this, try to come up with halachas that you think of as we're learning this. How would it sit in your head? These following halachas. A person is on Erev Shabbos walking with tefillin like they did in those days. In Beis Hashem, we are all going to be wearing tefillin all day long when we're able to keep our bodies clean, our minds clean. So he's walking in the way and he has tefillin. Vishakal of Achaman, suddenly it became shkia. It's already Shabbos. What do? Maniach yodi aleim. You put your hand over them so people shouldn't see that you're wearing tefillin. Achim agi ala beisai. You're able to continue walking as if nothing happened all the way to your house. Hoyo yoshev beis hamedrash with tefillin beroisha. You're sitting in the beis hamedrash outside in a field. Vekodesh alav ayoyim. And you heard the blowing of the shofar, whatever it is, and it became Shabbos. Maniach yodi aleim. Achim agi ala beisai. Again, you put your hand on them and you go all the way to where? To your own house. All the way home. Masa Ravuna, Bereda Ravika, Bikasha. Hoya Baba Darut film Bereisha, the same story. No, not to your house, but rather Labayis has Samach Lachoima, the first available home. So what's the difference? You go to the first available house, not to your home. What do you say? You're allowed to go to your home. So the first answer is, well, depends. One of them, it's not dafki your house. If you're concerned that somebody's going to take it, the animals are going to eat it, so you bring it all the way home. If not, just dump it out. The first home that you get to, Shalom Aleichem, knock on the door. I'm sorry, I have my tefillin. Can I put it here until Mitzvah Shabbos? So then why is it talking about a case that you're wearing it? Even if it's on the floor, you find a pair of tefillin, you're allowed to save them on Shabbos. But now we learned in the Mishnah, on Shabbos, HaMoitzei, tefillin, machnis and zavuk. You just put them on, walk to the closest place, take them off, go back, put on another pair of tefillin on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Hod the Minter of Machmas Ganove, Umachmas Kalve. There's two things going on here. There's Ganovim and there's animals. So if you're not concerned about either of them, then you put it back right away, you take it off by the Chayma. Hod the Minter of Machmas Kalve, Veloy Minter of Machmas Ganove. But if you're not so concerned about the dogs, but you're more concerned about human beings stealing them, so then you bring it back to your house. About the same roiv listening Yisrael Ninu Veloy Mizazalabu Komash Malon. So this is a very controversial line, and we had a Tysis once that says, like, not getting into it. Most Jews steal. Okay, maybe some try to explain, since most of the people in that city are Jewish, so it's most fine. But the listening, the Ganavim in that area, they are Jewish, and maybe you'll say, oh. A Yiddish, there's once a terrible video going around of a kid that went off the derech and he did something terrible to his tefillin, but later on he had big charata, he came out with another video, imamish. But you would think that a Jewish guy, even though he's a ganav, he'll take care of the tefillin. No. Roiv, listim, Yisrael ninu, v'loy mizazabuhu. Real quickly before I forget, it just came to my mind, so I don't want to forget, komashmalon, I said this, but we're talking about stealing tefillin. So an Arab came to somebody in the neighborhood and said, I have a pair of tefillin, you want to buy it? He says, yeah. He says, how much? 1,000 shekel. He said, okay, let me check the tefillin. He checks the tefillin. He says, okay, but where's the left arm? It has one arm for the right, one for the head, and where's the other arm? You're missing, it's not worth anything. He goes, so how much? 20 shekel. 20 shekel, givaldik. Great. Okay, so that was one ma'isa. But what comes out is as follows. I'm doing the work for you guys. Check this out. We have three things going on here in the sugya. We read it fast, but here it is. If the tefillin are protected from dogs and human beings, then you must remove your tefillin. So there's three things going on here. There's removing the tefillin, keeping the tefillin on, and even the third step is putting on the tefillin. You hear the three steps? So if it's protected from the dogs and the ganavim, you got to take the tefillin off at the first possible house. If it's protected only from dogs, but not from humans, then if it's already on, then you don't have to take it off. And finally, if it's not protected from either, you're concerned from the dogs and the humans, then you're allowed to even put them on. Based on this, I was once on a bus as a 15-year-old going to Pesach Yeshiva when I was learning Pesach, and there was a big snowstorm, and I got stuck in the bus. As Shabbos was coming in, I'm looking outside, I see the sun going down and down, and I have my tefillin with me. What should I do? It's protected from dogs. I leave it on the bus. Protected from dogs, not protected from humans. So I think, just learning, I have no idea, I'm just making this up now, don't paskin. If I would have put on my tefillin before Shkia, then I would have been able to walk home, I think, based on this. Why? I'm allowed to put on tefillin during the day. So what? But it's not mukta. Tefillin not mukta, and it's a kilachiyat. Fine. Hadun Allah, beitza. Not the whole Masechta, just the Perek. Hadron Aloch, Beitzah, Hadron Aloch, Beitzah. Oh, today's daf, we have a brand new sponsor, Raboisai. So Shlomo Lazarian is a bye-bye. I really appreciate the fact that he sponsored Lekovi, my wife. But very interesting, he called me up last night. So I thought he wants to, like, talk. He said, Your koil. How about the koil? So I've been ignoring the koil because we're busy with the Gemaras. It's a side thing. But talking about the koil, so he donated 5,000 shekel towards the koil. So he's not on the turning the daf anymore. 5,000 shekel. So the guys in the koil are taking a test in right after Sukkos, immediately after Sukkos. 600 daf. 600 daf. They do chazaras now. They know the stuff bal peh. Aslaibi. 600 daf. So if anybody wants to be mishtatef before Yom Kippur, gave them money yesterday, and I want to say this also. We have in our midst, right here. Is he here? Yeah. Dani Fine. We have tzaddikim. Rabbi said tzaddikim. Dani Fine goes around collecting money from people, and he gives out to guys in the chabura, to guys out of the chabura, basically people that their electric goes off. People that need things right now. He'll get somebody braces. A few thousand shekel here, a few thousand, runs around. And he gave, collected, 1,000 shekel to each guy in the koil. So we have 10 guys. I didn't tell Donnie, we have 10 guys. Not 9, 10. So, whatever you want to give, should be a schos. And shkoyach Shlomo Lazarian. You know, I'll say this a different time. What happened on Purim when the guy found the exact amount of money, mamish to the shekel, he found money and he gave it back, a guy from the koil, Eliyahu, and he gave it. And when I came to give him the money, I said, here's your money. He says, I know how much you're going to give me. And he named the money that he found to the shekel. And it was an off number because I just took all the money I got and I divided it in 10. And it's a crazy story. And kacha, he was off by 5 shekel. And they said, maybe it's because of the dollar and the shekel and whatever. Okay. Sponsored. Today's daf. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. They're still on. For all who need Shidduchim, Refuz, and Yeshuas, please join us at Tehillim.imindaf.com. And sponsored by Natan Hoshnud. I hope that's how you pronounce his name because I got to say it 30 times. For Schus, for my children, Ari Kolev and Yisrael Yaakov Ben Devorah, they should be both do well in Eretz Yisrael and have a Cheshik V'Toyro Mitzvahs in Yerushamayim. Amen. Oh! I know that. That's the guy that came. That's the guy that came. What's the Shabbos? The guy just made out. Okay. I'm putting one and one together here. Slow. Brand new paragraph. Boy said the official mission is sponsored by official Refuah Shleima for Brian Obas Yente Dvaira. It seems like there's more other stuff than Torah today. But okay, it's all this. Yontav Shachal Liois Erev Shabbos Lo Yevashel B'Tchila Mi Yontav L'Shabbos. So now we're talking about the concept of Erev Tavshilin. And that is that if Shabbos falls out on Shabbos, which it always does, but if Shabbos falls out the day after Yontif, in other words, Yontif is on a Friday, Shabbos is the following day, how do you cook for Shabbos? So Chachamim instituted something called the Erev Tavshilin. You make a meal, two meals, we'll see in the Mishnah. And if you do that before Yontif, you make a bracha, Erev Al Erev, you make a bracha, you make the whole Nusach, then you're allowed to cook from Yontif for Shabbos, says the Mishnah. Yontif shechal liyos erev Shabbos liyavashu b'tchilu miyontif l'Shabbos. You're not allowed to just cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Avam avashu liyontif. You cook away for Yontif. Vim hoyser hoyser l'Shabbos. And if you have left over, you can use it for Shabbos. Now it almost sounds like a harama, like a trick. Rashi says, no. This, we're not talking about harama here. We're not talking that you should trick yourself. And you usually make a half a pot of soup and you're going to make a whole pot of soup. That is not allowed. It just means that if you have it left over, you use it on Shabbos. No tricks going on here now. When do you have to do the cooking? No, you're doing this on Yontif. This is Yontif. You're doing the cooking for Shabbos. Boy, it's the tafshul merev Yontif v'soy mechalel v'Shabbos. Now, says the Mishnah, here's the concept of erev tafshilon. Boy, it's the tafshul merev Yontif. You can make a dish before Yontif v'soy mechalel v'Shabbos. And now you can rely on it, and it works for Shabbos, and we'll see in the Gemara why and how. Bishami yomrim shnei tavshilin. Bishami say you need to make two dishes, and then erev yontif, so that you could cook on yontif for Shabbos. You make two dishes on Thursday. Ubeisil loimrim tavshil echad. And Bishil say, Hillel, have a seat. You make one tavshil. Vishavim bedag ubeitza sha'olov shein shnei tavshilin. And everybody agrees that if you do schnitzel fish, that is a piece of fish. Don't worry, I have it here. I brought it. Oy. Did you know that in Meshulashim they sell this stuff? You have fish and chips. So I'm on a diet, of course. So I bought it, but I couldn't control myself. I ate the whole thing. I left one piece for the demonstration here. If I daven, I would have eaten it. This is what it came. It was all full, and it was very... Here, this is it. Rabboisa, here it is. This is considered two tafshilim. Why? Because you have the upper layer, and you have the fish inside. It's not schnitzel, but it's the real thing. Yeah, here we go. This is going to be... If the next Chassidish video, there's a Chassidish video that came out yesterday, and it has what? You want to eat it? It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah deraisa. Everybody is mitzvah deraisa. Anybody want to become mitzvah deraisa? Not a single taker? What is wrong with you guys? You want it, huh? You want the glove? Here he is. Are you scared of this? Here you go. All right, Shiraim from the Rebbe. So anyways, that's two pieces. That's two tefshilim because the upper, the... What bracha do you make on Shnitzel Rabbi Isai? Anybody? Mezoinus. Ochloi, Oishavat. If you ate that fish... How much bread? Okay. Ochloi, Oishavat. If you don't have Erev Tefshilin anymore, it got lost, you ate it, you can't use it to cook. Vimshir mimenu kolshu, but if you have one... something iota food left, so I'm a the Shabbos is okay. Minanimili, how do I know from the Torah, Erev Tavshilin? Now, of course, Erev Tavshilin is the Rabbanon. So, what does it mean, Minanimili? It's an Asmachta. How did Chacham see a hint in the Torah, Omer Shmuel? And Rashi points out, Shmuel, of course, is an Amira, right? He was in the time of Rav. Rav and Shmuel, Rav is the first Amira. So, he's an Amira. Why am I saying this? Because a second later, we're going to see that the Tana learns it from a different place. Rashi says that this is how it usually works. First we say the Amira, they're in the Gemara. And then we say, oh, by the way, the Tanayim that were before you, they said it differently. The Amar Kro, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Likachoy. What does it mean you should remember Shabbos? Sometimes you almost forget Shabbos. How do you forget? Zohreyu Miach Shabbos Ashkichoy. In a time that Yontev is here, and we're so busy with Yontev, we forget about Shabbos. We're concerned. We're going to eat up all the food, all the geshmaka steaks and everything, all this meat that he got me. Look at this stuff. Unbelievable. The Kavod Gadol, Bezer Hashem, is going to be in Yontev on the table. You're going to eat this on Yontev. Forget about Shabbos. Shabbos is like afterthought. So Mela, I make something for you to remember. My taima. So what does it help? It's in order so that you have food for Shabbos as well. Ravashi, Rava says, I'm concerned about Shabbos being left out. Ravashi says, no, I'm concerned about Yontev. I want people to respect Yontev and say, look, if you cannot cook even from Yontev to Shabbos, don't treat Yontev lightly. Oh, I'm cooking, making a whole meal for Shabbos, I'm having his Shabbos. No! And certainly, people are not going to start cooking from Yontev to the day after Yontev. Tanan, oisadav shomer of Yontev, v'soy mecholov l'Shabbos. It says, you make food before Yontev. And that's how you rely on Bishlam, l'rav ashi doma kedei shiyoyim reinoi from Yontev l'Shabbos, hanu demer of Yontev in, Yontev loy. I understand why you cannot do this on Yontev. Because I'm trying to make a point. That Yontev is important. El Rava, my ear mayor of Yontev, Afilu Yontev, Nami. Why? If the whole point is to have a special meal for Shabbos, so what difference does it make when you make it? Why can't you make it on Yontev? I'm going to make a special meal for Yontev on Shabbos, for Shabbos on Yontev. Says Gemara Nachanam. El Xer Shami Yivsha. I'm just concerned. You're so busy with your Yontev, you're going to forget to do something for Shabbos. So that's why I tell you to do it, Erev Yontev. Now we understand these words. The Tana, but the Tana, not the Amira. Maisi Lamahacha. He brings it from another pasuk. The Asmachta, the hint from our Torah. It says in the pasuk a funny lashon. It doesn't say that you should be careful. Es asher toifu v'esasher tevashlu. It says asher toifu afu v'esasher tevashlu b'ashelu double lashon. Kanomar v'lozar ein oifin elo ala afui. You add to what's already cooked, to what's already baked. Ve'mevashim elo al mevushol. Mikan, somcho chachavim. If you have an eruv, you already have the food, then I could add a little bit more food. That's what the pasuk is trying to hint to us. Beautiful story. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer, Shoyoshev v'Dorish Kolayim Kuloi B'Lichas Yontav. On Yontav, he's sitting there. Can you imagine Rabbi Eliezer, Gol Adar, sitting and giving a drush on Yontav? V'Yotze Kasri Shoyna, and all of a sudden a bunch of guys get up out of their seats and leave in the middle of a speech. Omar, Halolu Bali Pitasin, from now on, I am going to use this word. I'm going to forget it, but I'm going to try. Those who get up in middle shir, the Bali Pitasin, the Bali Taiva, they have a lot of wine, tremendous barrels of wine with different spices, good geshmak of wine. They're busy. They're going home to drink their wine. They're not concerned about the Torah. What happened to my Torah that I'm giving here? Kashnia. Kashnia, the second group gets up. They're a little bit less. They have a little less wine. They only have barrels. He keeps on going down and down and down and down, but they're all Bali Taiva. They only have cups. And then all of a sudden, the sixth group. A lot of people there. These guys are cursed. Or they don't have anything. According to the Aruch, they don't have anything. In other words, they don't even have wine. They don't even have cups. They don't have cups and they don't have Torah. The Kereach Mekan Mekan, they should have just stayed here. Nasan Inov B'Talmidim, and all of a sudden he looked at his Talmidim, Tchilu Pneim Meshtanim, they changed colors, their face literally became pale. Now, Rashi explains because they thought that he was mad at the sixth kat that they left so late. Why did they leave so late? And Memela, he's mad at them, you should go home already. Well, Masha asked on Rashi a beautiful question. If that's the case, they flipped it around in their heads. Well, he must be upset that they stayed around so long. It's Yontif. They should have gone home. So then why didn't he finish his shir? Asked the Masha. So he should have stopped. If that was the cheshbon, he should have stopped. Fine. Akal ponim omer lehem. Bonai. Lo elochem ani oimer. Elo lahalolu shiyotsu. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those who just left. Rabbi said, listen to this line. Shemenichim chaye oilam. They're busy with trivial, with nothing, with garnish, just the mundane things of oilam hazeh. Sorry, shemenichim chaye oilam. Oilam is eternal for the life. Uva oiskim b'chaye shah. The momentary, the chaye shah, the few minutes here, a couple of gashmias. Look what they just did. They left Torah. B'shas p'tiros and omar lehem. And when they left, the Talmidim left, L'chu, he told them, L'chu, listen, this should be a song, Nachman, I'm telling you these words. L'chu, ichlu, mashmanim, ishtu, mamtakim. Go home, eat the unbelievable food and the sweet drinks, the soda. V'shilchu manos, this is talking about on Rosh Hashanah. And you should give shalach manos, lei nachan loy. The Briskerov once received a shalach manos on Rosh Hashanah from somebody, and he said, oh, the Rav of Yerushalayim was the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim, who was the Pri Chodesh was Sephardi, and he held that you give Shalach Manos on Rosh Hashanah, you give Shalach Manos, fine, but send the Pasuk, Shulchu Manos, Lein Nachin Loi, to somebody that doesn't, that's unprepared. Ki Kadosh Hayoyim L'Adoineinu, cause Gevalvik, the keep my day job. The Alta Yotzvu, and don't Alta Tzevu, don't be sad. Ki Chedvas Hashem, he mauschem. This is a great song. Ki Chedvas Hashem, the simcha that you have with Hashem, that's going to protect you. So the Gemara is going to talk about this. Omar Mar. Shemenichem Chay Oilam, Vaisim Chay Shah. They left Oilam Haba in order to get a little bit of Hana in this world. What are you talking about? Going home and enjoying the suda is a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'somachti b'chagecha. Rebbe Lezer l'tamei dom asim chasiyontim v'shos. Not true. He holds that's not such a big mitzvah. The sanya, Rebbe Lezer oimer, ein le'ladim b'yontim ela oyoychel v'shoysa yoshev v'shoyna. Either or. Since they chose to learn Torah, היום התפילה מתחילה קצת באיחור, מכיוון שהתחלנו את השיעור באיחור, היה איזה בלגן, תדבר עם גארי, זה העונש שלו. יש רוגע תאכלו, תשתו, איכלו משמנים, שתו ממתקים. ישכוח גארי, I see the clock, it's not going to change anything. What? That's good, but the oilam here has to learn. So, the bottom line is either or. You have to choose either Torah or eating. Eat the whole day, that's a mitzvah, or learn and daven the whole day. But you can't do both. Rabbi Shua Omer, Chakeu Chetzi LaShem Chetzi Lachem. No, either you do half a day Torah, half a day for Hashem, half a day enjoy yourself. And that's how we pass in LaHalacha, Rabbi Yisai, LaHalacha. What do? You go to Shul and daven, you come home and eat, and you go back to the Beis Medrash to learn until Mincha. That's how I'm telling you the best way to do it. Not that we're going to do it. You go back to Mincha, and after Mincha, you have a big Suda where you get drunk and everything else. Chakeu Chetzi LaShem Chetzi Lachem. This is, by the way, if you want to look up the halacha, last simon in Chelek Hay. Ushneim mikra echadorshu kosev echadoy meratzeres to Hashem alikecha v'kosev echadoy meratzeres to Yelochem. Is it atzeres to Hashem or atzeres to you? Which one is it? Okay, tzad. Rabbi Lezer sovar oikul Hashem oikul Yelochem. Rabbi Shua sovar chakeu chetzi Hashem v'chetzi Yelochem. Ma'i lei nochin loy. Omer avchizde lemishaloy niach eruvit avshilin. What does it mean? It's unprepared. You're unprepared. If a person didn't make an Eruv, go ahead and give him an Eruv. Give him some food. He doesn't have what to eat. He didn't have with what to make the Eruv Tavshilin. If you just didn't remember, it's your fault. Don't give him food. Let him starve to death. I'm kidding. Bonai! Listen to this. We say this all the time, but here it is again. How am I happy with Hashem? Levu alai v'katshu kedushas hayoyim. Borrow on my name. Just go ahead and borrow money and pay for your food for Shabbos, because no matter what, it's not going to cost you a dime. V'heminu bi. Believe in me. V'ani pareya. Reminds me, I know it's 8:05. Rabbi Sol Salanta told his guys, if you buy the lottery and you believe 1,000% that Hashem is going to make you a winner, you'll be the winner. So a guy came to me and said, I bought the lottery. I thought about it, I believe 1,000%. He said, how much is the lottery? The guy said, $100 million. He says, okay, I'll give you right now $80 million if you sell me your ticket. Would you do it? The guy said, yeah. That means you don't believe 100%. Because nobody sells a $100 million ticket for $80 million. If you don't, you have to believe 100%. You have to believe all the way. Okay, fine. We'll stop right over here. A good gebenched yor.